Seven Lamb Productions presents End of All Hope. Season 5, Episode 6, Hunting.
Mia.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Mia, where are you? You gotta get us out of here.
Tell her we're close.
Annie, we're almost there.
Hurry!
I push the pedal down to the floor as I swerve against all the cars.
Look! There!
I see it.
To our right in the distance. Bright lights.
They got spotlights?
Not surprising. It's a military base.
They're gonna see us if we pull up.
I know. Hang on!
What are you doing?
I swerved onto the grassy plain before us. There was no more woods where we were. It was all plains and rolling hills. The moonlight provided me with enough light as I maneuvered around cacti and brush. Find out where they are.
Annie, you copy?
There was no answer.
Annie, you copy?
We lost sight of the military base momentarily until we cleared the hill in front of us.
Mia, you're getting too close.
Do you see them?
No.
We have to find them.
Mia, stop! Too close! They're gonna see us!
I drove down a steep incline and pulled to the right, staying behind the hill before us.
Annie! Annie, are you there? Anybody?
I'm gonna drive over.
No! Don't!
What, you wanna get out here?
But Chris didn't answer me. It was a small wooded area just past the flat field ahead.
Mia, stop the truck! Stop the truck!
I stopped just in time. The hill cover ended about 20 feet in front of us.
Keep trying, Annie.
I am. Annie, you copy? Dana, Travis, anyone.
I had a Remington pump-action rifle and a pistol in my waistband. I checked both.
They're not answering. You don't think...
Forget it. I'm going up.
Not without me, you're not.
She grabbed her handgun and made her way over to me.
Do you really think I'd let you do this alone?
Still think I've changed. She rolled her eyes and we made our way to the top of the hill. Crouching and alert. Careful. We peered over the side to see the military base in all its glory. The walls looked to be about 8 feet high with barbed wire. Spotlights were situated on narrow metal towers. The nearest beam ran along the woods, searching. They must be in the woods, over there. Whoever was in the tower fired at the wood line.
There's no way we can get over there.
I laid flat on the ground and shouldered my rifle. I peered through the scope, but the spotlights were so bright I couldn't see any figures beyond. I'm blind. The distance from the hill we were on to the base was about 100 yards, but it was all flat land between, so there was no way to get closer without being seen.
Mia, they had to hear us pull up. We're not that far.
We have to get to the woods.
How?
I used the scope to scan the rest of the area, but then...
Ah!
A bullet hit right in front of us. We both slid and rolled back behind the hill.
Get back to the truck. Hurry, Chris!
We jumped back into the truck.
They'll see us, Mia.
We have to get to that wooded area.
I pressed down on the gas pedal and used zooms, kicking up dirt and brush.
Get down, Chris!
When we passed the safety of the hill, the shots rang out. I jerked the wheel back and forth, weaving to the best of my ability, but we were now out in the open, and almost instantly the spotlight found us.
Oh my god, Mia!
I leaned down to get my hands on the wheel. The woods were just ahead.
Stay down, Chris.
Just get us there.
I'm trying!
Shit!
God damn it!
The windshield was blown out, glass exploding into the vehicle. Just ahead, I saw the woodland. I jerked to the right, trying to avoid the nearest tree. I hit the brakes as soon as we were in cover. Several tree trunks blocking the spotlight.
I think we're okay.
They're still trying.
Going out your side.
Come on.
I had glass in my hair that I quickly shook out.
Someone's coming this way.
We crept around the front of the truck and peered into the dark woods. Two people ran towards us.
Mia!
Oh, it's Annie. Be careful. Annie and Travis came up to the truck and slid around the side.
I knew this was a fucking trap.
What the hell happened?
They spotted us.
Roger's been hit.
And Dana.
Jesus. Where are they?
Back that way.
But we can't get to them.
There's not many trees ahead. That's how Dana got hit.
What happened to your radio?
I lost it in the commotion.
What do you want us to do? Use the truck?
Yeah, but we can't go out that way.
The spotlight?
That, and we saw people come out and make their way over the hills.
They came out of the base?
We think they're trying to flank us.
So we need to hurry.
How many?
It's hard to tell.
I only saw three.
Yeah, but we shouldn't stay here.
Travis is right. See those hills?
That's where we just were.
Well, that's where they're heading.
Can we get through this way?
The wood's clear just beyond this point.
Mia, can we get the truck through?
It looks clear enough.
Then let's do it before they flank us.
But just as we rose, the bullets rang out.
Down!
We crouched down behind the truck for cover, but now the truck was done for. They had shot out two of the tires and all of the windows. Being right below the engine, I could see the oil pouring out.
Mia, we have to get out of here!
Son of a bitch!
I looked under the truck to see several figures crouched on the nearest hill. I tried to take aim, but the spotlight moved, blinding me as it slid by. Then, it shut off.
Hold your fire! Cease fire!
What the hell's going on?
It was completely dark now, and some guy was shouting.
Are you from the QZ?
What the fuck?
If you're from the QZ, there's been a huge mistake!
This is awesome.
What?
Being away from the vegetation and surrounded by our nature.
Our nature?
Yeah. We've been walking through the alien plants for too long.
I agree with that.
We were walking through the San Bernardino National Forest to the east of LA. The alien vegetation was non-existent over here, which was nice.
You think it was everywhere because of LA and San Diego?
What do you mean?
I mean, the cities aren't that far apart.
I don't know, but we didn't see any ships.
But we also stayed on the outskirts.
Don't you think it's scary that the ships stay positioned over the cities? I mean, they were definitely building something in downtown Denver. That huge crater had to serve a purpose, right?
Sure.
Any ideas, Bill Nye?
What? I don't know.
Well, it's obvious that they're terraforming. So what would they be building in the cities?
I don't know. I figured they sent the ships to the cities to destroy them.
They did. Well, the ships and the meteors.
Right. But I don't know why they would still be there. Unless it was just a tactic to keep people away.
To disperse them?
Yeah. They want to make the Earth more like their environment, right?
Sure.
Well, people aren't a part of their environment.
Yeah, but the vegetation's already doing that.
What?
Dispersing people.
Not necessarily. So far, none of that plant life has been toxic. That we know of. So, people could still live in cities if they really wanted to.
And there are a lot of supplies in the cities.
Exactly.
So we can assume the plant life's gonna keep spreading.
It already has been. And quickly.
There was still a lot of untouched land in the desert.
But we saw ships spraying more of that stuff. So it's only a matter of time.
That eventually all this is gonna be covered?
Probably, yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll all be non-toxic then.
Hopefully.
Man, my stomach is growling.
How much food do you have?
Not much. You?
A few cans and a little bit of trail mix. How much farther do you think we have on this stupid trail?
We had hopped onto several nature trails to make our way through the forest. But they winded their way through, so we had no idea how far we had left until we were out.
Let's check the ripped map.
We found half of a map at a deserted campsite. Sadly, that's all we found of use.
Let's see, this is the trail we're on, I think.
So we're only about halfway?
Yeah, although it cuts off here, so there's really no telling how much more of the trail there is on this side.
What about cutting through? A shortcut?
We'd chance getting lost.
I say we stay on the trail.
I second that. I just wish we raided more houses before heading this way.
We didn't know that'd be the last town we hit.
Also, it was crawling with thrashers, remember?
I do, but now we're low on food.
Well, we're in the woods. We could always hunt.
Okay. We have about 2 more hours of light, so should we set up camp early?
Works for me.
Yeah. We made our way off the trail a bit and found a grouping of rocks. We went to the other side of them and dropped our packs.
So we're going to aim for a hot meal tonight?
Oh yeah.
Good, because my stomach won't stop growling.
Kylie grabbed her bow.
The man wants, the man gets.
Ah, you're going hunting this time.
Yeah, save your bullets. Jay, let's go get food.
Me too?
Yeah, come on. Ambridge can have the fire ready for us when we get back.
I'll get right on that.
Okay. I grabbed my bow and several arrows and followed Kylie into the woods. Me and Kylie had spent 20 minutes slowly making our way over rocks and leaves. Eventually, we found a clearing of yellowed grass.
This looks like a good spot.
Here?
It's pretty open, and those tracks led to this area. Let's see if they come back through.
The deer?
Yeah.
I sat on a rock behind a large boulder. Kylie knelt before me, resting her hand on the boulder so she could peek out. Have you been hunting before?
No.
So, you don't really know what you're doing.
How hard can it be?
A lot harder with these. I held up my bow. At least when I went with Ambridge, he had a rifle.
I may not hunt, but I'm good with a bow, so I'll make do.
How are you so good with a bow, if you've never been hunting?
It was a hobby not too long ago, and a necessity now. I told you, bows are nice because they're not loud.
Archery was a hobby?
Yeah, I picked it up like a year ago. That and axe throwing. Used to go to relieve stress.
What were you stressed about?
Work. Life.
It helped?
It helped then, and it helps now.
But for different reasons.
Well, now it's about survival. Why do you think I put in so much practice at the zone?
Makes sense. We sat there for a good 20 minutes, but saw nothing. At least when I went with Ambridge the last time, we knew there were sheep in the area.
Well, we know there are deer. We saw tracks.
But we haven't seen any out here.
Maybe that's because we're talking too much.
Are we? She just rolled her eyes and turned her attention back to the clearing. How come you asked me to come with you?
What?
She spun around, a confused look on her face.
Why did I ask you to come hunting with me?
Yeah. I know why Ambridge asked me last time. He wanted to talk about that night. But why'd you ask me?
You want me to drag a whole deer back by myself?
That's why?
Hey, if you didn't want to join, you didn't have to.
No, it's fine.
Okay, then.
She turned back to the clearing.
Also, I like your company, Jay.
Mine?
Yeah, you idiot.
What the hell?
Well, stop being so obtuse.
How am I being obtuse?
Why you gotta question everything?
I was just wondering.
Well, stop.
A few moments pass, and I couldn't help but smile. She liked my company? I figured I just annoyed you.
What?
She turned around again, and I quickly dropped the smile. I figured I annoyed you, like I do Ambridge.
You do. But not enough to piss me off.
That's good.
I think so.
So, does this remind you of the zone?
What, sitting on some rocks?
Yeah, I mean, you and me practice archery a lot, in the woods. We used to sit on that log talking about random stuff.
It's a little different now.
I know. She got up and moved over to a rock near me and sat. We both faced out at the distant trees.
Yeah. Now it feels similar.
Did you find me annoying then?
Of course.
But you still liked my company.
Yeah, you don't?
What? Like yours?
Yeah.
I do. That's why I asked you to come with us.
Okay, then.
But I just thought, well...
What now?
It seems like you have more in common with Ambridge.
Really?
Yeah. You guys always think the same and act the same.
No, we don't.
And you like the same music. Remember the other day? You guys talked about your favorite genres and bands and, well, you guys like the same stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But we have some things in common, too.
We do?
Sure. We're both trying to survive an apocalypse. We both rode the same motorcycle across multiple states. We both sleep in green sleeping bags. And we both have bows. Ambridge doesn't have a bow.
Ambridge doesn't want a bow.
His loss.
Wow. What strong similarities we share.
Told you.
She stood up and climbed the boulder. She used her hand to shield her eyes from the setting sun.
Come on, let's move down a bit and see if we can get a good look over that ledge there. Maybe we'll see something.
Okay.
Although, maybe this will be harder than I thought.
That's another thing we have in common.
What?
Neither of us know how to hunt.
Ambridge is going to be so disappointed in us.
We're okay, Dana too, for the most part, but Roger doesn't look good. They removed a bullet, but he was hit twice.
Shit!
Tell Gail not to say anything to Jess. Not yet.
Gail, don't mention this to Jess.
I didn't plan on it. What are you guys gonna do now?
We're not sure. Give us another hour and we'll get back to you.
Okay, keep us informed.
Yeah, over and out. Really, Mia?
What? She doesn't need to know right now.
She's going to find out eventually.
Yeah. Except we don't know what she's going to find out, do we, Travis? Let's wait and see what kind of news we have.
You know what? Fine.
Travis left the communications tent in a huff, leaving me alone. Things took a drastic turn once a guy shooting at us realized we were from the White Ranch Zone. Apparently, a week ago, they had had a few attacks caused by some bandits trying to steal supplies. They thought that was us, and that's when the shots began. The confusion ended up getting Dana and Roger shot, along with one of their own. Some guy named Carl. He died. And right now, Roger didn't look much better. Dana, on the other hand, was only hit in the arm. He'd be okay. Luckily, the whole mess was sorted out when a couple of guys from the base swarmed Dana and Roger last night. Dana quickly explained that the attack was called off. Could have been a lot worse. I needed to go check on both of them now. Outside in the center of the base were two trucks and several crates. Chris, Annie, Travis, and a guy named Grant were standing there chatting. Grant was the one we'd heard over the radio in the zone. He wore a brown fedora and was dressed in khaki pants and a dark brown shirt, like he was about to go on safari. Any word on Roger?
Grant says they removed the fragments, but they penetrated his liver. He's lost a lot of blood, too.
God damn it.
The other one's okay. They're just making him a sling now.
He means Dana.
I figured.
Should a couple of us head back?
For what reason?
To start the move.
No. We're not doing anything until Roger's stable.
There's a strong chance your buddy doesn't make it. Like Carl.
We're sorry about your friend.
Except he fired at us first.
Yeah, well, you guys were sneaking around. How was he to know? You were supposed to be here at noon, not at night.
You know why, though.
Of course I do, but you gotta understand we had to play it safe as well.
Turned out this base only had about 20 occupants. They made it sound like they had a lot more than they actually did.
Seems like no one was being honest.
Until now.
That's another thing. The place is big, but I don't know if it can hold as many people as we have at the zone.
So you weren't lying about the numbers?
Did we ever give you an exact amount?
I remember hearing 2,000 strong, but we didn't believe it.
It's a rough estimate.
You really have a lot of people, though?
Yeah, but it depends on how many are willing to make the trip.
How about this? Why don't you guys stay the night? We can discuss things further, and you can monitor your friend's health.
We should at least go back and get the car.
You brought another?
We did.
You still leaving, Mia?
I looked to Chris, who just slightly shrugged. I turned my attention back to Travis. We'll stay till tomorrow to see how Roger is.
Okay, let's go get the car and see if we can haul over the truck. Think the bike is in good condition?
It looked fine to me.
Travis, Annie, and Grant walked off. Chris put her arm around mine.
Are you okay?
Ask me tomorrow.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava. Adam Jetmore as Jay. Jack Austin as Ambridge. Gina Coyle as Kylie. Evelyn as Brielle. Ariel Hack as Mia. Nora Darling as Chris. Michael Moman as Roger. Brett Wilkins as Travis. Reed Kreiner as Dana.
Corey Pettit as Jess. Jerry Swindle Jr. as Gail. Ian Feller as Hudson.
And Gareth Thomas as Sammy.
Co-starring Mike Lenhart and Joseph Rodriguez.
Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com, and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy End of All Hope, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this. And don't forget to rate and review.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.